Several minor decisions today from the Supreme Court, which remained mum, though, on the cases a lot of people are waiting to hear about: music file sharing, public monuments to the Ten Commandments, and eminent domain. Those should be released by the end of the court's term next week, and an even bigger development is looming. Will ailing Chief Justice William Rehnquist resign his seat? For the latest, we turn to Emily Bazelon. She is legal analyst for Day to Day and for our partners at the online magazine Slate. Emily, how about Mr. Rehnquist and suffering from thyroid cancer? He missed a lot of the oral arguments this term. What about his decision to retire or to stay on?
Well, Rehnquist is 80 years old, and he has undergone a tracheotomy and radiation and chemotherapy to treat his thyroid cancer. So the conventional wisdom for months has been that he will step down next week or soon after the end of the term. And that may well be the case. But as of last Friday, I've been told that other members of the court had not been notified that he has plans to leave. And so there's been lots of speculation that it's possible Rehnquist will choose not to retire. And indeed, he has appeared on the bench to deliver opinions with his colleagues on each of the past 6 Mondays when the court was handing down decisions. Last weekend, there was an annual reunion for the chief's clerks, and one former Rehnquist clerk told the Washington Post that he thought Rehnquist's condition may have stabilized, given that he appeared at the reunion and seemed in relatively good spirits. Justice Scalia, by the way, sort of brought the house down at that reunion by joking that he was not interested in being appointed Chief Justice. He would prefer to be the Pope.
Well, why is it that Mr. Rehnquist is apparently determined to stay on as Chief Justice? I mean, it's got to be a wonderful job, but he is 80 years old and ailing. Why is it you would want to stay around a little longer?
Well, there are some historical reasons. Rehnquist is a history buff, and it's possible that he's interested in being the longest-serving member of the court. That record was set by Justice William O. Douglas, and it's a 36-year record. So Rehnquist would have to stick around for 2 more years to make that. He's currently been on the court for 34 years. It's also possible that, more substantively, he feels like his revolution in the area of federalism or states' rights is really being left unfinished.
Well, he's famously a conservative chief of an increasingly conservative court, but you are writing a piece for Slate about why liberals might applaud his decision to stay. What are you saying?
Right. Well, I can't overstate this because certainly Rehnquist deserves his conservative reputation, but there are a couple of indications that I'm going to write about this week. One is Jeffrey Rosen wrote a piece for The Atlantic Monthly earlier this year in which he argued that Rehnquist really stands out for his lack of ideology. And he also argued that Rehnquist has been a very successful Chief Justice because he has administered the court so successfully, and it really hasn't been sort of roiled by internal personal disputes during his tenure. So perhaps those are arguments in his favor. Another case that I'm going to write about is a case about the Family Medical Leave Act. And this is a 2003 decision by the court, which Rehnquist authored. Rehnquist found that Congress has the power to require the states to abide by the Family Medical Leave Act. And so that means Congress can say to state governments, hey, you have to give your employees 12-week leave if they need that leave, either because of the birth of a child or the adoption of a child or to take care of a sick relative. And that decision was really welcome news to the feminist community. And there was a lot of surprise, but also elation that Rehnquist had taken that stance.
Sisterhood is powerful on the court as well. Opinion and analysis from Emily Bazelon, legal analyst for our partners at the online magazine Slate. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks very much.